Can you talk a little bit about the case report that you just published in the JCO of hand stump syndrome? I was fascinated by that and also curious whether that's been reported with the fluoropyrimidines and more conventional agents.
Yes, we were very interested in that case because it supported the idea that sweat does play a role. In this gentleman, diagnosed with renal cell cancer, treatment with sorafenib had been taking place for about 2 months. And it turned out that this man had an above-the-knee amputation many years ago, and he wore a prosthesis. Keep in mind that these prosthetic devices have a very thick polymer casing that covers the entire thigh. And when this patient developed a hand-foot skin reaction manifested by thickening of the palms and the right sole, which was present because he had his right leg intact, it was also accompanied by this very red, thickened, and eroded area in that area that was covered by the thick plastic coating that was part of his prosthetic device, supporting the idea that perhaps the accumulation of sweat underneath that prosthetic device perhaps could have led to increased levels of this drug in the skin, leading to tissue damage, which hopefully is what is occurring in the tumor. Although the role of trauma should not be minimized, from observing later patients, I have noticed, for example, that patients that use these handheld devices such as Blackberries and so forth, they tend to get a more severe hand-foot skin reaction in the thumbs as well as the index fingers, areas that are subject to that constant pressure and trauma from the typing in these small keyboards.
Now, are you saying that there's a fundamental difference in terms of the relationship to the sweat glands with sunitinib and sorafenib compared to fluoropyrimidines and Doxil, for example? Or is that it's the same mechanism?
I think it perhaps is the same mechanism, as one may recall that previous studies, case reports mostly, showed that with those other agents, you would also see a greater severity of erythema and a dermatitis-like reaction, which was chronologically related to the hand-foot syndrome in areas, for example, under EKG leads or areas that were covered with tape or other occlusive devices.